So this session is a part two to the basic mechanics, which we're going to dig into about setting your guitar, like your posture, your strap height, and then picking hand efficiency, and then fretting hand efficiency. So let's jump into it. As far as the strap height goes, right, when you sit, presumably most of you are going to be practicing while you're sitting. When you sit, your guitar is on your lap, and it's being held by your knee, and it's also kind of resting, you know, like on your torso a little bit. The strap height should be exactly keeping it in place so that if your arms got taken, if you take away your arms away from the instrument, everything is there. It's exactly in place. So that's how you know whether the strap. It seems simple, but people don't do it. The strap is too loose. If the strap is too loose, it'll sag. And if the strap is too tight, it'll be off your knee a little bit. All the weight will be being supported by your back. So if it's neither taut, you know, I think is taut mean slack or does taut mean tight? So when it's neither taut nor slack, and you're sitting, you know, and it sits in the right place, then it's the right height. That's a very critical ingredient. When you stand, by the way, you can also leave the strap at the same height. I'm going to ask you to stand up right now. Do you ever play standing up? You ever practice standing up? You might do it once sometimes. Does that feel relatively? I mean, one teacher I had said that the strings where you pick the strings should be, you know, right over the height of your belly button, you know, which it is in your case, you know. And I think that teacher wanted me to play with the guitar right on the belly button, like move it over to the but I usually never follow that advice, so I don't teach that advice. I don't really like it right over the belly button. I like it on the side slightly. But that, you know, it's good. That means you'll never need to adjust your height for standing or sitting. It looks perfect the way it is. These points may overlap with the basic mechanics, and that's okay. Everyone needs a review, because no, everyone has bad habits that may be big or small, but weeding them out is a good thing. And so we're going to move on to picking hand leverage. When you're looking at the pick, we're going to pick like the third string open, for example, right? When I pick the third string, the side of my thumb rests against strings 6, 5, and 4, so that there's no noise that inadvertently comes out. Similarly, the palm of my hand, not just the thumb, but the actual, like, the fleshy bit at the base of your thumb, not so much the palm, the rest of the palm, but the bit of your palm that's around the base of the thumb rests on those strings as well. So that the up and down motion of the pick is at the same angle. You're not picking down one way and up another. So let me see you do that. Yeah, that looks perfect. And of course, your fingers are curled. And for me, the fingers that are fingers 2, 3, and 4, for example, are muting. They're laying against the top two strings. So like, there's something touching every string that except the one that I'm playing. That's the secret. I saw a video with Rick Beato and Tim Pierce, two great YouTube guys and guitarists, and they were talking about string muting, and they were like, yeah, my hand, every part of my hand is touching the strings I don't want to hear, you know. So that's exactly what's happening. Your curled fingers are touching strings 1 and 2, your thumb and your palm are touching the lower strings, and that's very good. And then your pick angle is the same for both up and down. And your pick should not be moving away from the strings a lot. It should be right above, like, the trench. It's called, the trench is a word for, like, below the, if you drew like a lot, like an imaginary line, you know, from one string to the next, and then under that, like towards the sound hole of the guitar or towards the pickup, is the trench. Like, you're in between strings, right? So your pick should be right above. Shouldn't go far down into the trench as you pick. Pick one string over and over, like the G string. And you'll see, like, you never need to kind of go too far down. One other thing is that you don't have a lot of picks sticking out from where your fingers end. You should have a quarter, you know, maybe a half at most, but more like a quarter or even an eighth sticking out of the pick. For me, I only have like, I have a small pick to begin with. So by the time my flesh, you know, is done with it, I only have like maybe 2 or 3 millimeters sticking out of the pick, you know, right? So that's another thing. When people have too much pick sticking out, it's not, you can't keep it in control very often. And by the way, guys and gals, don't use thin picks. Use medium or heavy. You know, it's much better. Those thin plasticky picks, you can't get in control with that. Here's an experiment about string muting, right? Suppose you're picking the top string, the E string. So play that string back and forth. Now, your thumb and your palm are muting all the other strings. So we're going to do with fingers 1 and 3. While you're playing that top string, with fingers 1 and 3 on the 6th string, any way you like, do a couple of hammer-ons back and forth. And you shouldn't hear anything like that. If you didn't have your hand on it, it would sound like this. Right? But when I'm picking that string, and I'm still hammering those strings, you hear no sound except the one pick. Now go to string 5. Keep doing that. Go to string 5, do some hammer-ons, and you still shouldn't hear anything. Go to string 4, and you still shouldn't hear anything. Go to string 3. And now this one is rough for me. Go to string 2. I actually hear a little tiny bit there, because I'm not as precise as perhaps I could be. My thumb doesn't get to string 2. This is my weakness, I fully recognize. My cleanliness is like, I'm not this most cleanest guitarist in the world. Like, maybe my cleanliness is maybe like 85 or 90%, you know, which is, it's passable, but it's not like super pro high level. And the string that I might ring out is always the string just underneath the one I'm picking. So like first string, the string that I'm most likely to let ring accidentally is second string. And that's just because I don't get my thumb right up against it as much as I could. Don't be like me, haha. Alright, so let's try that exercise with a different string. Let's try string 4. I'm gonna ring string 4, back and forth. And then hammer on string 6 while you're doing that. Let me hear you ring string 4. Your own pace, whatever. And then hammer on string 6 to make sure you don't hear anything. Hammer on string 5. Hammer on string 3. Can you do it? Like do two finger hammer on, like fingers 1 and 3, any two frets that are 2 frets apart. Yep. And then go to string 2 and string 1. Darn good, we're not hearing any extraneous noise. You're picking from your wrist, like don't move the knuckle of the thumb. Some people do that. They move the knuckle of the thumb. Pick from your wrist. Yep, right from that. Yep, I can see your wrist moving. That's good. Alright, and now we're gonna get into, in the next while, the fretting hand.